I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
So, Mr. Jacoby from Papa Roach, in this very echoey room.
Yes, they give me the small, I always get the smallest, dirtiest, nastiest room in any venue we go to.
Why?
It's just what I do.
You just, it's like I need to be.
It just keeps me real. You know what I'm saying?
I need to get mad before the show.
You know what I'm saying? I got to get mad about something. I'm pissed my room's so small. I've been pacing around in a circle for about an hour. No, it's, I always have a room where I can go and warm up because it's like the band is tired of hearing me go.
Well, that's that was one of the things I was going to ask you, because a lot of the bands, you know, have been around a long time. And one of the things that you learn is, you can't party as hard if you're going to maintain your career. Yeah. And the other thing is, you got to take care of your voice.
Yes.
So I've been asking every singer that I talk to what your vocal warm-up routine is like.
Yeah, so I've had two surgeries now on my voice, and so I'm really cautious about, you know, my lifestyle and what I'm up to. You know, I still don't, I'm not drinking anymore. So it's been quite some time for me on that. So that's not an issue. But for me, it's every day, probably like 2 hours before show, I come in this little small room right here.
Yeah.
And I have a tape. I went and saw this vocal coach in LA. And she helped Adele recover her voice after she had surgery. So I was like, just get me to the best person that's going to really help me with like functional.
Didn't Adele
rock
have her surgery in Boston?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, same with Steven Tyler.
So
there's like the vocal cord god.
Yeah, she's like the best in the business. She's now out in Beverly Hills.
Gotcha.
But I went into my old doctor and he was like, he's like, yeah, he's getting really old, Dr. Sugarman. He's probably in his like mid-70s, you know, too old for surgery. He's like, my hands aren't as steady as they used to be, so like, I'm going to refer you to the best in the biz. And so she is from Boston. She came out. She's out west now. And she just took care of me. I was like, I had freaking out, you know. But she recommended me to this vocal coach, which she does this. She was like, yeah, she does vocal cord massage. And I'm thinking, is that?
That sounds dirty.
Exactly. I'm like, I mean, I got a gag reflex. This ain't gonna work.
At least one of us does. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm out.
Nothing's changed in all the years. Nothing's changed.
Oh my God. So I went and saw this lady, and she you know, ran me through the rigmarole of doing the warm up and this and that, and then she gave me like this massage right in here. There's all kinds of like muscles and stuff that we don't really know how to like manipulate.
Yeah, those rubbed at the massage.
No, not at all. It's, you know, it's just my buttocks. And so she just gave me a routine that I do religiously every day. Even on days that I'm not doing shows, I'll do just a small like 5 minute basic warm.
So show me like one of the things that you have to do.
Okay.
Is it like the zzz thing?
Yeah, yeah,
or
I'm
like
going, or I'll do. And then I'll do like, nay, 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 nay. So I'll do like different types of, they're not actually functional ways of singing, but it's like, some of them are meant to strengthen your different parts of your chords that I don't normally sing with. So if my whole voice is strong, then it's like, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And so, and then she had me, you know, the little straws that you drink coffee out of?
The little stir?
Yeah, those little things. So I would, blow out through it, and so like the pressure,
like a kazoo.
Yeah, it's odd, but there's just a little bit of air that can leave, and so you're sitting there like trying to sing, you know, not sing, but you know, sing a note through this little teeny air hole, and the pressure going back against your vocal cords strengthens your vocal cords. So
now imagine like Jacoby from like 15 years ago could like go into the DeLorean and see you with like the little coffee straw going.
I'm like, this guy's a puss. What happened to him? that guy. I'm going to become that. Oh.
But that's how you
stay. It's given me a career,
yeah. That's right. And I wanted to talk to you about that because Papa Roach is one of those bands that has lasted.
Yeah, we still here.
Yeah. Same thing with me. It's like, yeah. I'm a barnacle on this ship. You're going to have to scrape me off.
That's right. I ain't going nowhere anytime soon, man. I'm really enjoying this this life we have and this opportunity to get up on stage and make records and continue this passion of ours.
And the band is doing really well. Like, you're sounding better than
Thank
it.
You.
Like, you're doing really well. So all of the craziness, all of the, it got you here, which
yeah.
is still on top, which nobody could have predicted that when you started.
Yeah, I appreciate the compliment. I'm super stoked to still being here. And, you know, I think the disciplines and also I think just the failures is what really I've learned from most. You know, it's falling on my face and having to get back up again and face myself in the mirror and try to handle life again on life's terms. And so, you know, big thing for me is staying sober. You know, it's like, I'm not one of those guys that can go out there and have a drink. Cause the next thing you know, it's like Kobe off to the races. And where is he? You know, well, we haven't seen him in a couple of days and well, he hasn't showed up at the studio in a week now and his family's worried about him. Like
it's really interesting how some people, it just like, I could drink today, not drink. It doesn't affect me that way.
You lucky one.
and a lot of people have told me that. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, if I had to give up like bread and cheese and pasta,
it's terrible.
To me, that I'm like, oh God.
Yes, vodka is my pasta.
See.
Yes.
Everybody's got their thing.
But I gave it up. I did.
I can still make it to work. With the pasta, I just need bigger jeans.
True. That's true. You know, just get some stretchy pants.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be all right.
You got the stretchy pants.
I got my stretchy
pants
on too.
By the way, can we talk about your shoes for a second? Because I'm kind of digging my
shoes. You got nice shoes.
Yeah.
It's the cool shoe convention.
Yeah, exactly.
Are those the Lokis?
No, they're just.
Okay, because I see the green on the inside.
Yeah, they have like two tongues in them. And they have like all of these, but they're just old school Chuck T's,
those are sick.
Man.
I wear Chucks on stage. That's just like my deal.
They're just comfortable.
They're the best.
I knew
I was
going to be running around the Palladium outdoors all night.
Yeah,
I wanted to have good shoes
That's
on.
Right. But these bad boys right here, I saw these things in I don't know where I was, somewhere. I was in Sacramento and I saw these shoes. I was like, oh, I like those. And then I was like, whatever. I got to do. I'm not going to. And then the next day, I think I had a dream of me wearing these shoes. I was like, I have to go get those shoes. And so,
isn't it funny that there are certain things that you just learn through experience, you don't cheap out on?
Yes.
Good shoes.
This is true. Yes, shoes.
Sheets, right?
A
mattress.
I don't like the scratchy ones. Yeah, I'm feeling you.
Yeah, like especially for you guys because you're in the buses. Ugh. And it's like when you get home and you get into your bed right?
It's the best. I'm like, oh, I've been missing this thing. That's like, it's the simple things too. When I get into a hotel, I'm like, first thing I go do is I'll jump on the bed. I'm like, okay, cool. It's going to be a good night. Or I get down, I'm like, oh, it's one of those kind of beds.
You know what I discovered that it makes me a crazy person? I was just talking to Maria from In This Moment about this too.
Oh, I love Maria.
I'm one of those
awesome.
Weird people that, like, you know when you go to the dentist and they have that lead thing they put on you when they take the x-rays?
Yeah. The weighted.
Yeah. So I love that.
Did you get the weighted blanket?
Yes.
How do you like that?
It's life-changing.
Okay. Somebody told me I need it.
It's great for anxiety and stress to like calm you down.
All right.
And my blanket is 25 pounds. It feels like that thing at the dentist.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's supposed to be like a swaddling comfort thing that you get from when you were a baby.
Hey, I could get into that.
I'm telling you, it's awesome.
All right. What is it called?
It's just weighted. If like you look up a weighted blanket and you can get it in different weights. I was like, how heavy can I get it? Get it like
just
Humvee?
Heavy.
Yes, exactly.
Or like heavy.
Yeah. No. I want all the weight. And it is so awesome. I sleep through the night wake up so rested.
All right.
Did you imagine all those years ago that you and I would be having this conversation right now?
No.
Because we've known each other
for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. We've been in this business for a minute.
I know, right?
Cheers to us.
I know.
We're still doing it.
I want to talk to you about it because next year is WAAF's 50th anniversary as a rock station.
That's awesome.
So I want you to tell me a story about something you remember from the early days of Papa Roach with WAAF, like the first time you remember coming to the studio or the first show we did together or something that you remember.
I got a good memory. You took us to a baseball game.
Yes.
You took us to go see the Red Sox. Yes, Fenway Park. It was awesome. That was like, plus we got to see Poppy back there playing, you know, the big dude, what's his name?
Big Poppy.
Yeah, Big Poppy. And so that was a cool experience. That's a legendary place, you know, obviously. Yeah. It's the Red Sox.
Even if you're not like a diehard baseball
person. Well, I was a big Wade Boggs fan back in the day. I always thought he was awesome. I was like, when I was a kid, I was like, he's the shit. Like, that's my favorite baseball player. And I'm from out west, you know, so all my friends were like, you like the Red Sox? I'm like, yeah. And so, yeah, that was a great experience. Thank you very much.
And
I appreciate it.
And
we were like
in
the best seats.
Yes.
We were like two rows back. I'm like, if I catch a ball in the face, dude.
Well, remember the sign that's on there that says, like, pay attention, foul balls hurt.
Keep your head on a swivel or you might die by a foul ball. Yeah, it's cool. I risked my life with that. It was awesome.
And isn't it funny when you think back that, like, all of those crazy stories, like, that we didn't have social media and camera phones and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if we had Snapchat and Instagram stories back then, how much trouble we would have gotten into?
Oh, God, I know. I'm like, I was talking to my wife about this because she knows I kind of have a little bit of a seedy past, you know? Some of the things came out of the woodwork. We had to talk about it. And, you know, I was just like, she's like, you are so f-ing lucky that these camera phones weren't around back in the day. Because you were an asshole. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, shh, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. And she's right, dude. It's like, like I was watching the news a few years ago and somebody was like, Justin Bieber pees in a mop bucket at a club and everybody's all in an uproar.
Ariana Grande licked a donut in a
Yeah, you peed in a dude. I'm like, the shit I did, I was, yeah. I'm glad.
Like Motley Crue had to write a book, and then make a movie about the book for people to hear about half the stories
that they did
because it's not documented.
Yeah, have you seen it?
The Dirt. Yeah. Yeah.
I finally watched it just about 2 weeks ago, right before I came out on tour, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I was like, I thought MGK did a really good job playing Tommy Lee.
Disrespect to anybody else, but to me, he was the most convincing.
Yeah, it was just like it's trippy because I know MGK, like,
yeah,
and it's almost like him and Tommy have a lot of similar
About Machine Gun Kelly, in case
they have some of the same character traits, you know what I'm saying? Obviously physically they look very similar, but they're super high energy, you know, and
that
touring.
Scene where he's running through the hotel in the G-string and he scares the people, I was like, oh, he literally became Tommy Lee in that moment.
I was just like, and it's cool because it's like in the film they really hit on like it just seemed like the characters nailed it. You know, it was like the guy who played Mick Mars was just like, drummer guy. And it's like, you know, we're on tour.
I heard
him say that to Tommy one day. I'm like, oh, is this trippy, dude?
And I thought that the guy that played Ozzy, even though he was only in the movie for a couple of minutes, he was so perfect.
It was legendary. I was just like, watch that. I'm like, oh. I've done some vile stuff in my day, but not that.
Yeah. I mean, there's
and
like
drinking
the
each other's
level, and then there's like the Motley Crue level.
Yes. It's just another level.
Yeah. Who could play you if there was going to be the Papa Roach movie? Like, who could
I
play you?
I have no idea.
Because I want Sandra Bullock to play me.
Totally. I could see that 100%.
I think she would look awesome with purple hair.
Totally. I like Sandra Bullock. She's great.
Yeah.
She's actually in that movie, Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
She was great in that. To play me, maybe like, I don't know, super young Alec Baldwin or something. I don't know.
Well, you can't go back in time.
I mean,
if they're
going to
make the movie now.
I don't know who the actors are now. Who's an actor that looks like a brown-faced white dude with spiky hair? I don't know. You pick.
All right, so you can comment on the video. And
tell me who you want to play.
When you walked in the room, you were like, oh, hey, you're hanging out. How come you're not doing something crazy like skydiving?
Because
I've been trying to get you to go skydiving with me forever. Ooh. And nobody in the bands ever wants to go. And I know it's because you guys are afraid, like, oh, if we get hurt, we got to cancel the tour.
Yeah, well, if I die, there's no more tour.
Yeah, but most likely you're not going to die.
Tell me how safe it is. Is it, like, safer than
It's safer than pretty flying? Much any, yeah, way safer than
Oh, really?
Yeah. The most difficult and dangerous parts of flying are takeoff and landing.
Got it.
So if you don't land in the plane, you're 50% safer.
Oh, damn.
That's how I look at it. Right?
I'm down with that logic.
Yeah. I mean.
All right, maybe I'll consider. Yeah. Tobin, our bass player, is all about it. He's like, dude, why don't we jump it, man? What are we going to do this? I'm like, I just don't know,
I'm
going
to be really pissed if you guys do it without me, but you might go and do like a military thing.
Yeah, we had an offer from, I think it was called the Golden Knights, I believe.
Yeah, who were the best skydivers in the world.
Yeah, they were like, we're the guys. We did a tour of the Gas Monkey Garage down in Texas, and they were like, yeah, we got friends over there in North Carolina. They'll take you up. And I was FaceTime. He's like, yo, check out my friend. Talk to her. And so I chatted with her. She was like one of the top skydivers, and she was like, yeah, we'd love to host you guys. And then it was it just didn't work out. So
Monkey guys sober at the time, because they don't seem like they're sober a lot.
I mean, it seemed like they were, and if they weren't, they played it off well, you know.
Every story I've heard about those guys, that they just might as well be like Dimebag Daryl, Vinnie Paul level. They have their own line of tequila, don't they?
I mean, they did come to the show the next night and were going hard. Yeah, you know, they were partying, dude. It was cool. Great group of guys, though, man. And the stuff that they do, like, I'm a big fan, and it was really cool to be up close and personal with these cars that they had. You know, I'd seen this one truck they did. They took a Scout. I don't know if you know these. Yeah. You know what a Scout is? So they took a Scout and they dropped it instead of raising it up. And it's just,
always been kind of a gearhead, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I like cars. I get it from Jerry, our guitar player. He's like super mega gearhead. So it's like it kind of rubbed off on me. But I don't have any hot rods. I'm like,
you don't have anything?
No, I don't have no hot rods, man. I had a Lincoln Continental back in the day, which was like my car of choice, suicide doors, big old boat. But it was kind of like, it just had some really crazy memories in it that I had to just let go. Like one of those cars. I was like, you know, I think it's time for me. It was after I got sober for the first time.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I used to, you know, I regret doing it, but I used to drive drunk a lot. And I would like go down to the rehearsal studio and have a fifth of vodka in between, like literally in between my legs, and driving and drinking it while I'm driving. Like,
oh my God.
I was an idiot. Like, I'm honestly, like, I'm lucky I never hurt anybody I just look back at it, I'm like, man, I had a guardian angel or something going on, because I was an idiot.
Are you still living out in California?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a rule out there that when you move to California, you have to have a hot rod? Like, it's like in the rule book.
I know. I'm failing myself. And it's funny, too, because the house that I bought, it has a 6-car garage in the back, which is meant to, like, to be a car collector. And I'm like, well, you know, I got my gym back there, and I got my kids' drums set up back there. I got my workshop, you know, so eventually there will be a car there. I think after my boys get out of high school, that's when I'll kind of do the hot rod thing.
So they want to be drummers?
My middle-born son, Jagger, is been playing drums since he was 3, and now he's 14, almost coming up on 15 next month, and he's a slamming drummer.
Do you have musicians from generations before you in the family?
Yes, I do.
So it comes from, it's a genetic thing.
So my grandmother, she was a singer. She sang in like chorus lines, like, you know, 80 women doing the, you know.
Like the Rockettes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. She sang that. And then and her father, Herbert Fisher, which is my great grandfather, he was in the big bands.
Oh,
and
cool.
So yeah, he was a traveling musician. He played for the Marx Brothers in their pit orchestra. Yeah, so he was like in the scene, and also was a jazz drummer. And he later on in his life, when he was really old, he did some jam sessions with Frank Zappa.
Some
jazz. He was a jazz drummer, very accomplished jazz drummer.
Did you ever get a chance to spend time with him, or was he passed before?
I was probably like 8 or 9 years old when he passed. So my memories of him are real, just small glimpses, and I didn't see him very often. But just a super tall, I mean, like 6'5", super handsome dude. I'm like, why am I not tall? Why am I only 5'10"? Come on.
Well, you got the music.
I mean, I'm 6 foot with the hair, though, so it's cool.
There was a time when, like, the girls had the big hair in rock and roll, and, like, the guys are all taking that
now.
Yeah,
here we are. Like, so, I mean, I got, like, you know, about this. I mean, that's a good, that's nice right there.
I just got to put some high heels on, and I can keep up with you.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. Keep them high heels. I'll keep the big hair.
So that's really cool that your kids now are musicians too.
My little baby boy Brixton, he's 5, and he thinks he's a rock star. He's just like, I got him a little Zach Wilde, little teeny kid guitar, and he's just sitting there strumming it, singing
Zach's
his songs.
Zach's guitars are so cool.
Oh yeah, dude. I got the one that was
the bullseye
looking thing.
Oh
yeah. And it's cool, man. It's like the SG style. So my little boy's like, he's got long hair too. He's like, banging his head, and He's just full tilt character.
I always just imagine that, you know, kids at some point think their parents aren't cool. It doesn't matter how cool. Like Slash told me once that his kids like wanted him to drop him off at school, like down the block because they didn't.
Yeah.
Are they getting there yet?
You know, so my older son, he's always like, Dad, turn the music down. Like when I'm dropping him off and I'm like, I'll drop him off and then I'll roll down the window and he'd be walking away. I'm like, I love you, my little bubbers. Have a good day at school, bubbers. No, call your mom afterwards. We'll pick you up.
Oh,
love you, bub.
My
He's
God.
Just like, oh, Dad, really? But it's just, you know, it's...
It's dad stuff.
It's what it's I do. What I got to embarrass him, you know?
That's right.
And then it's like when he's really being like a turd sometimes, I'm like, it's cool, dude. Like, I know you don't think I'm cool, but your friends want to take selfies with me, so I don't know what to say about that, son. Like, what?
P.S. How's the house with the six-car garage? Yeah. You're welcome.
Deal with it, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, to be straight though, I got really good relationships with all my kids. My kids are, they're just respectful. They treat girls right, you know, and so they're like, I got good fruit so far. So
you've
mean,
been able to sidestep the rock star revenge.
Yeah.
By having super hot daughters that will then go back and
thank
see.
God.
So
thank you.
You are one of the only rock stars that I know of that doesn't have a beautiful daughter.
Oh, thank God I don't.
Tommy Lee doesn't. Kid Rock doesn't.
How did they end up with
That's
no daughters?
That's what I'm saying. It's very rare.
That's
Most
classic.
Of them end up with a daughter that is
yeah,
so gorgeous.
Like, oh, God.
Exactly.
What?
So congratulations.
Yes,
you sidestepped rock star revenge. You weren't that bad of a guy.
Thank
congratulations.
God. You had my failures, but not too many. Just enough.
Well, next year... Our anniversary is coming.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
congrats
I am
on that.
Warning you right now. It's August.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone's going to ring next year, and I'm going to call in the favor.
All right.
Because
well,
I don't know what we're planning yet.
Yeah,
well,
you guys
whatever
having a
throwdown? It is, you got to be there.
Dude, have us out.
All right.
Seriously.
Okay.
We're actually next year as well, too, will be our 20th anniversary for our first album, Infest.
Oh, my
God. So you
God.
Guys turn 50, we turn 20. So
yes.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, you got to be there.
Let's throw down, dude.
All
what's
right.
up? That's awesome.
I got it on tape.
Yeah,
whatever
we'd love to come
it
out.
Is that the plan's going to be, Jacoby from Papa Roach is coming.
Boom. I'll
I'm
see you
so
there.
So good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as well. Thank you for noticing. Thanks for talking to me. Thanks for letting the people know. Yeah, I'm crazy.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.